This is the Stacey and Zanga podcast. Here's Stacey and Zanga.
Happy Monday.
Thank you.
How was your weekend?
Very chaotic.
Chaotic. Chaotic as in good or chaotic as in bad?
Good.
Good.
Yeah.
Were you with your daughter?
I was, yep. Fiona and I were in Lumsden.
Okay.
And at any given point of the day, we were with between 6 and 12 children.
Oh, good Lord. That does not sound fun.
Me and my bestie drove up there, down there, up there, Lumsden, over there.
You just drove there.
to babysit some kids.
Wow.
And so, like I said, there were, at any given point, so many children around us. And my best friend has one child. I have one child. That is very strange when all of a sudden that happens to you, when you have those many kids around you.
You know what's interesting is that never have I heard someone be like, yeah, we drove X amount of hours to babysit 12 kids. On a weekend, like, that's what you want to do with your weekend. Like, come on.
But in fairness, a lot of the kids were very content playing with each other. So there was a lot of, like, actual downtime for me and Candace. It was actually kind of nice. It was all right.
Well, that's good. Yesterday was our grand prize event for the Million Dollar Lifestyle Contest. And thanks so much to everyone who qualified and showed up to the event. And a big, 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 big thank you to all of our sponsors who took part in this contest. It was a great event, man.
I know. Fill me in because I wasn't able to make it. It feels weird to have missed it.
Yeah. There was a couple people who thought Kendra was Stacey.
Oh,
and that's only just because they showed up a little bit later. By the way, I forgot who's the guy? What was the guy's name? Can't remember him. He's like, you're becoming a real Saskatooner or whatever.
Yeah.
He's like, I was like, how?
Because you've been here for 2 months.
No, he's
welcome.
Like, he said, because I showed up late. Okay. He's like, yeah. He's like, ask any farmer. He's like, if you're not 30 minutes late, then you're not on time. I was like, okay, so that's the thing.
Perfect.
Showing up 30 minutes late. There were some, like, interesting situations yesterday. Someone who won the washer and dryer combo, their washer, the day before, crapped out on them.
Oh, perfect.
Right? And then someone else, they won $1,000.
Yeah.
And then their ticket got drawn again for $1,000 plus a spa day.
Oh.
So obviously they took the spa day and the cash.
Lovely.
Yeah. And also shout out to Greenbrier. They held a fantastic event. Their service were fantastic.
At 12 Grill. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it was a good time. Food was good. Had some breakfast. And
they've got a Red Seal chef there.
I don't know what that means.
That's legit. If you're a Red Seal chef, chef's kiss.
Chef's kiss.
Actually.
Is that what they do? But yeah, no, it was a great way to wrap everything up. We gave away some, like, just random prizes as well, too. Some golfing and some appetizers for 12 Grills and 12 Grill and Greenbrier golfing as well, too.
Nice.
So, yeah, good time. And, you know, maybe we'll do it again next year.
Maybe.
And maybe you'll be there. No, I'm just messing. I'm pulling your leg.
I touched on this in the news, but it looks like we could be seeing more billboards along Circle Drive. And the reason why we could is the city is thinking of getting rid of a policy from 2018 that limits the number of commercial billboards on busy public roadways.
What's the reason behind the limitation of the billboards?
Public safety reasons.
Public safety, how?
I don't know if it's like they don't want people to be distracted or causing sight line impair. I don't know. It doesn't say that. You just put public safety reasons in air quotes.
So broad.
But you know what is also maybe behind it is now, because if they open that up to more billboards, the city could make $25,000 on the installation of a billboard because it's on city land.
Right.
And potentially $200,000 in revenue, depending on how many billboards they put up.
Yeah, but okay.
And so city of Saskatoon's been a little short in the old cash lately. So they had this big meeting before the budget last time where they're like, how can we make more money? Let's increase parking fees and parking tickets.
Let's not.
And also throw some more billboards up. So I guess we'll see more advertising, which is beneficial for, you know,
I guess
businesses and
everyone else, right?
Yeah.
The city, because the city's going to bring in some more money. But, yo, I only need $200,000 a year. That seems a bit light.
They are looking for money anywhere.
When you first were talking about the news, all I thought was $200,000 for the year. I'm like, on billboard? I'm like, is just that much? I'm like, that seems very light.
Maybe they need to up their billboard price?
Something, because I don't know, man. That number just doesn't seem fitting. But I'm going to be curious to see how it gets rolled out. And
I also want to just go back to my idea of when, you know, like the city was like, hey, we need to come up with money somewhere.
Yeah.
The parking lottery, where you basically give somebody a golden ticket for free parking.
Oh,
okay. And you sell tickets, like a lottery, like a giveaway, right? You sell tickets for this free parking for an entire year anywhere in the city.
Hey, man.
Sell tickets on that.
I'm here for that. This one took me by surprise. Had no idea that there was a new Ghostbusters film.
Oh, yeah.
All right. It's called Ghostbusters Frozen Empire. It's a little bit of the trailer.
For the first time in New York history, a room full of people froze to death in July.
It's an unimaginable evil. It's the power to kill by fear itself.
Like, literally scared to death?
Sounds pretty terrifying.
Yeah.
But I swear this movie came out of nowhere. I didn't see it on social media feeds.
Me neither.
Nothing. At the box office, did $45 million on its debut.
Oh, it's already out.
Yeah. $45 million. But what's the guy's name who plays an Ant-Man?
Paul Rudd.
Rudd's in the film.
Okay.
Yeah, and I think some of the
originals, the OGs.
Yeah, are in the film as well, too.
Okay.
But it's one of those things that just, it literally went underneath the radar for me.
And it sounds very scary, yeah, as opposed to, like, I don't know, Ghostbusters to me has always been like,
Ghostbusters!
Like Slimer, come on! Talking about scammers all the time, I don't like it, but I'm always fascinated by their methods, and they're like, they must have these like global meetings where they're like, okay, what can we do next? How else can we take advantage of people? And they're doing well.
Yeah, and you always got to think, man, if these people actually applied what they know and how their skills to an actual good job,
yes,
how far would we be along as a society?
Right. A new one happening in Saskatchewan is where the scammers are sending a text message to people claiming their vehicle was detected by a speeding camera, and then they are offered the ability to pay the ticket online. How convenient,
right?
And so then, of course, they go and click on the link. I better pay this ticket because I don't want to go to jail. And it's a scam. Because honestly, all you have to do is include a link and a logo that looks legit. And people are going for it.
Again, like, why do people keep falling for all these text message scams? Like, I don't get it.
I think it's just they make it look legit.
There's been no one who sent me a text message who has made it so legit that I'm like, oh, I gotta click on it.
Yeah.
Never. Mm-hmm. Never in my life. Right? If I get a speeding ticket, first off, if I get a speeding ticket, I'm fighting that bad boy tooth and nail. I ain't just gonna pay right away. Okay. Call the courthouse. Tell them I'm on my way.
Easter coming up right away. The bunny's gonna be making his rounds.
The bunny's making his rounds. Sorry, before you get to what you're getting to, I forget. Is the Easter Bunny like Santa Claus, where he's checking his list and making you sure you're naughty or nice?
I don't think so. He's just free reign. Okay. You know what? Here, have some stuff. I'm going to leave it behind in your
bit
house.
Concerning.
Right? You don't have to behave. Just here's a bunch of candy.
Yeah.
What's kind of troubling, though, is that poor crops and all that other kind of stuff have led to chocolate ingredients costing more. So in addition to just good old inflation that we've been dealing with, we now have to deal with, in a lot of situations, not just chocolate, bad growing conditions are making things more expensive as well.
So what you're telling me is that the Easter Bunny is going to be maxing out his credit card this year.
100%.
I feel for him, man.
Right? What a tough gig.
Right? Like, and how's he paying all this stuff, like, off?
generational wealth?
I guess so.
Maybe. I don't know. The thing is, though, and we always used to talk about how, like, once Easter was over, you head to the stores for the big discounts on candy, right? Yeah. It's a great time to buy it. My grandma used to. She would buy the candy after Easter for the next Easter. Keep it in her freezer until the next time. But now, it's not the case. Like, you hope for those discounts at the store the next day. I don't know what they're doing with all the candy. If they're selling it somewhere else. Making extra profits.
Probably not. We are playing the perfect 10 for a pair of tickets to go see Sum 41 on their final show.
Final show, January 18th of next year.
Okay, let's say hello and good morning to our first contestant, who is Angela. Good morning, Angela.
Hi.
How are you doing?
Good, how are you?
Good, thank you. All right, Angela, this is how perfect 10 works. You get 10 trivia questions. If you get all of them right, you will win the tickets. If you get one wrong, you're out, and the next person picks up where you left off at, okay?
All right.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Here we go. Playing Perfect 10.
First question, Angela. Give me another word for a child that starts with K.
Kid.
Right. Name one of the human senses.
Sight.
Nicely done. By what title were the leaders of ancient Egypt known?
Pharaohs?
Yes, nicely done. If you suffer from arachnophobia, what are you scared of?
Spiders.
Nice. What's the name for an animal that only eats meat?
Carnivore.
There you go. Question 6. What singer is famously called the Material Girl?
Madonna.
Nice. What was the name of the coffee shop on Friends?
Oh, no.
5, 4, 3.
Pert?
What?
Was it Pert?
Not really. Sorry, Angela. Nice try, though. We're moving to next contestant, Glenn. Hello, Glenn.
Hello.
Are you ready?
I think so.
You're picking up on question number 7. What was the name of the coffee shop on Friends?
Was it Central Perk?
Yes, it was.
Okay.
Question 8. Who was the last actor to play James Bond? 5, 4, 3.
Daniel Craig.
Two, oh, here we go. Yeah. What is Canada's national sport?
Is it lacrosse hockey?
It's
lacrosse.
Wow. It is not ice hockey.
Lacrosse.
Oh, man. Thanks, Glenn. We're moving on to our last contestant, hopefully. Calvin, are you there, buddy?
Hello.
Calvin, you're coming in at question 9. What is the national sport of Canada?
Golf.
Golf?
Calvin, what's your answer?
Golf.
No,
golf. It's not golf. Wow. All right, we're going to the phone lines.
Okay.
Hi, Cruz. Who's this? What's that? Or do we have to wait?
938-0963 calls if you want to win those tickets to Perfect 10. We didn't, I thought we would have.
I really thought we would have.
By now.
Yeah.
We usually haven't been to this length. All right. Hey, Cruz, who's this?
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Who's this?
It's Tim.
Tim? You're coming in at question number 9. What is the national sport of Canada?
Lacrosse.
Lacrosse is correct. Question number 10. In bowling, 3 strikes in a row is called what? 5, 4, 3.
No idea.
2, 1. Wow.
All right, thanks, man.
Caller number 5. Who's this?
Oh, sorry. Give me 2 seconds here.
Oh, are you driving? What's your name?
Michael,
you are coming in at question 10. You have a potential to win tickets to Sum 41 right here. In bowling, 3 strikes in a row is called what?
I want to say turkey.
Say it, because it's right.
Really?
There you go. You just won 2 tickets to see Sum 41 on their final Canadian tour, January 18th of next year. Congrats, buddy.
That's awesome. My roommate actually won the ones for Journey a couple weeks ago, so let's go.
Oh, you guys. How cute. I wanted to talk about this more because a little while ago we were having the discussion debate between tap water or bottled water.
Bottled water all day.
You are a bottled water person. I love tap water. Lukewarm, ice cold, as cup of tea, whatever. And then I wanted to get further into this, but we needed to dedicate the whole break to it. But why do people hate Dasani water so much? Because I touched on it before and I was like, no, that's a whole debate for another day. So let's get into it.
It's
because I like it.
I don't understand how people like it or why people like it. It's arguably the worst tasting bottle of water ever produced. There's something in it that gives it an off-putting taste.
I've heard other people mention something like it makes me thirsty.
Ooh.
When they drink it. And I'm like, how? You're drinking water. It's quenching your thirst. How can it make you more thirsty? Pretzels make you thirsty.
Maybe they do put salt in Dasani, and that's why it's making people more thirsty.
Well, I think with some bottled waters, because it goes through a major filtration process, I think sometimes, don't they put minerals back in?
I don't know. All I know is that when it comes to Dasani, it's one of those water that it tastes like it's very chemically. Like,
oh, is that what it is?
There's a mad scientist before the bottles get shipped out. He's like, okay, a little bit of bleach for you, a little bit of bleach for you. Everybody get some bleach.
Is that what it is? Okay.
Something gross, I tell you.
It's just, honestly, and you know what else it is too? I like the packaging. The blue and the green. I'm like, this is pretty.
You're an easy sell, eh?
I really am.
And clearly, you've drank too much
Saskatoon
chemicals.
Tap water. We're arguing about Dasani bottled water, and apparently everyone but me hates it.
Yeah.
I think it's pretty decent.
It's not decent at all, man. I don't know what they're doing over there.
On the text line, 9380963, it's like drinking pool water from an old squirt gun.
That's true. Very true.
It tastes like stale water left in a thin plastic bottle, so the plastic taste leaches into the water.
Yep.
It tastes like it was already in someone else's mouth.
These are amazing.
Oh, this one's from Janelle. It tastes like a new car smell. I have never in my life taken a sip of Dasani and thought that, ever.
You are...
Am I the only one? Someone else. 9380963, tell me how much you love Dasani.